Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lee, you gotta wonder how long it's gonna be before all of these world records by women, incredible accomplishments, every one of them, an incredible amount of work went into, are gonna fall to men.
Probably
and
not
so
long.
We'll have men's records, you know, in sports, various categories, and then we'll have women's men's records. Because it's already happening. Happened over the weekend. You see what happened? Biological male, this is the headline, wins Women's Cycling World Championship. Professor Rachel McKinnon, who is a biological male, hasn't had the nip tuck or anything. Who also, by the way, is from South Carolina, ironically.
Really?
Yeah. Professor Rachel McKinnon won the world's Women's World Championship on Saturday. McKinnon, representing, oddly, Canada, even though she lives here in South Carolina, won gold for the sprint event in the women's 35 to 39 age category at the 2019 World Masters Track Cycling Championships in Manchester, England. Now, here's the part that just is like a gut punch to me as a woman. I don't know. Maybe nobody else cares. She stole a world. Stole a world's record from another woman. McKinnon set a woman's record. Set a new woman's record in the qualifying event. The BBC reported. By the way, McKinnon is a philosophy professor at the College of Charleston. So that record was taken from that woman. That's gone. Can you imagine what it would take to earn a record like that and to watch a man take it from you and know there's not a damn thing you can do to win it back because you just don't have the biological equipment?
Yeah.
This is going to happen in sport after sport after sport. And you know what the media won't tell people? Daily Caller nailed this last week. Every one of the Democrat presidential candidates, every single one, supports the Equality Act.
Yeah.
And the Equality Act says, point blank, boys must be allowed to play girls' sports at public schools, universities, if they want to. They have to be allowed to be on the team. It doesn't say even transgender boys or boys who have had transgender surgery. None of that. It's boys. So, I mean, we're at the point now, you don't have to do anything special. And the Democrats support this, and we're watching what will happen to girls. We're watching what will happen to girls. So I just thought I would mention the name of the real winner yesterday. Her name, American Dawn Orwick, came in second with 12.063
USA.
Yeah, she's the real winner. Her name's not going to go down in history, though. Number two is not the same as number one. It's not the same as winning a world championship.
Yeah, number two is the first place loser.
Yeah. Or the woman who would have been the winner, except we'll never see her picture or know her name. Right. I had to dig for this woman's name. I wanted to know who really won the thing.
Yeah.
Her name is Dawn Orwick, and I feel terrible for her that she spent all the years she did training for this. She's probably wondering this morning why she bothered. I would be. But anyway, this is the insanity the Democrats want to bring to America.
Well, it's going to be the death of sports.
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, it's the death of women's sport. But nobody cares about women anymore anyway. They're just in the way. So, by the way, fascinating. Did you see this over the weekend? Fascinating Rasmussen poll. The American people are a little slow to catch on, often because they're so misled by the media. They are beginning to catch on. 51% of likely voters suspect crimes have been committed by high-level law enforcement officials in an effort to stop the Donald Trump presidency.
You think?
That's likely voters. So 51% of likely voters have figured it out. But only 32% believe anyone will be punished.
Well, even those of us that have been on the the cutting edge of that for a long time have the same opinion there.
Yeah, we've all given up.
Yeah, that's because of this dual justice system that's in this country.
Yep. But here's the fascinating part. This is crazy. Rasmussen reports, the same poll, states that even 42% of Democrats now suspect high-level wrongdoing to stop Trump. 42%. That is significant.
Welcome to the party.
So they're figuring it out, too. I thought they'd never figure it out.
Whether they figure it out or admit it are the two different things. I think that, I do think that a number of Democrats know exactly what's going on, and they're fine with it because their side's winning. And they're, you know, willing to cover for it. I mean, that's what the thing is.
Yeah, and it would have been interesting to go a step further, Lee, on this 42% of Democrats who now agree with 51% of voters that crimes have been committed to stop the Trump presidency. I'd love to have had them asked, do you agree with this? Is this okay?
Yeah.
Because I suspect a majority of them would say, yeah, we're all for it with anything to stop Trump because we don't like
him. Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, I think they know that it's just fascinating to me that they realize that crimes were committed. I don't think they're upset about it, but they realize it. That alone is, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's a huge deal, actually. By the way, did you see this? This is, depending on your party affiliation, good or bad news. It's either a tragedy or a victory.
No.
Speaking of women's rights, or what's left of them. Tucson, Arizona. Woman shot and killed. Two home invasion suspects. They broke into her house, kicked the door in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
This is Wednesday around 3:45 a.m., but it's just going national now. Tucson police spokesman, Officer Frank Magos. So the woman investigated a noise, discovered two men in her home who did not belong there. She confronted them, armed herself with a firearm, and shots were fired. She, 18-year-old Corey Texiera and 18-year-old Ali Muhammad were both found in the backyard. Corey was dead, and Muhammad was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead.
Hmm.
So there you go. Hey, kind lady. Of story that you never hear, do you?
Hey, lady, nice shot.
Yeah, nice shot. And I got to tell you, I mean, this is exactly what the Democrats want to stop. They want to go after law-abiding gun owners. This is a kind of tragedy they don't want to avoid, the death of, what, two likely voters. I mean, this is the same Democrat Party that's now releasing illegal immigrant rapists and murderers on a weekly basis, Lee.
Yeah.
Back into sanctuary cities to prey on innocent women. So, I mean, you know, this had gone very differently. Were they totally in charge? Because they'd have taken her gun by force.
Yeah, yeah. Beto would have paid her for it, but taken it.
Yeah, because Beto knows best. So let's make sure that never happens, folks. Because I got to tell you, there's no greater equalizer between the sexes than a firearm. It's total feminism right there. Complete stopping power. Love it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So the Democrats have got nothing to impeach Trump on. They got nothing. And that's exactly what Will Hurd laid out on CNN over the weekend. He's a representative from Texas, never Trumper type. And he was talking, he's on the Intelligence Committee. And he's doing an interview with, what's her last name? Brennan. And she's saying, well, you know, so you guys have been talking, to everybody. Have you seen any evidence of a quid pro quo? Right? Because, you know, but Trump's out there. He's going to get Joe. And that's a quid pro quo. And so we got to impeach him. Have y'all seen anything in the Intelligence Committee? I mean, you've sat in all these hearings that were behind closed doors and they won't release the transcripts. What's going on, she asks.
Do you think that there was, if not a quid pro quo, an understanding or a perception of one between the White House and Ukraine?
That's a good question. And to me, that's the heart of this matter. What we haven't heard yet, we haven't heard from any Ukrainian official that felt like there was this arrangement. We haven't even had a Ukrainian official tell a State Department official that they felt like their arms were being twisted. I would have thought, based on some of the State Department officials that we've met, we've interviewed so far, that you would even get an inkling of that was happening. And we we haven't gotten any whiff of that when it comes to this issue.
Okay, so they can't find any Ukrainian officials who will say on the record that they felt pressured, they felt like to get the money they'd have to investigate Joe. And you know why they won't find that? Read the transcript. It's not what Trump asked. Trump did ask the Ukrainians for a favor. He did. It's in the transcript. The media's used that word favor, 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 favor. Read the transcript. What was the favor? Trump wanted them to find the DNC server, which Trump believes, rightly or wrongly, is in Ukraine. It's right there in the first paragraph. The favor was not to look into Joe Biden. I posted the transcript again on my Facebook page, Tara Servatius fan page. So you could read it for yourself. So when they go through all these officials from Ukraine and then ambassadors and officials and people who know ambassadors and officials, they can't find anybody who felt like there was a quid pro quo, like the Ukrainians were being pressured by Trump. Hey, you got to go after Joe to get the money. Because that's not what he asked them to do. That's why they don't feel pressured. It's right there in the transcript. Where Trump flat out says he needs a favor. He wants them to help him find the Democrat DNC server. Let me read it to you. This is why nobody feels pressured. The quid pro quo wasn't for Joe. It was for the server. And it wasn't even a quid pro quo because, as we found out, the funding wasn't hinged on that. They got the funding and Trump doesn't have a server. Let me read the transcript to you. I would like you, this is Trump, I would like you to do us a favor, though, because our country has been through a lot and Ukraine knows a lot about it. I would like you to find out what happened with the whole situation with Ukraine, comma. They say CrowdStrike, that's the Democrat consultant. They say CrowdStrike, I guess you have one of your wealthy people, the server. They say Ukraine has it. There are a lot of things that went on, the whole situation. I think you're surrounding yourself with some of the same people. I would like to have the attorney general call you or your people, and I would like to get to the bottom of it. See anything about Joe in there? No. Now, Joe is mentioned further on in the phone call, but that's not the favor Trump asked for. This whole impeachment is based on a lie by the media that that's what the favor was, and they're ignoring the server part. What is so amazing to me? This is the internet era, folks. This is the age of the internet. Anybody can go read this. It's not a long transcript. Anybody can go read this Ukraine call transcript. It's online. Click, click, click. There you are. Read it for yourself. And yet the media has based an entire impeachment on the lie that the favor Trump asked for was an investigation of Joe Biden. And it was not. And that's why none of these people they're interviewing behind closed doors are saying, yeah, I felt pressure to investigate Joe. He asked for a favor because he wasn't. Trump wanted the server. They don't mention that, do they? See, and that's why they've got to control the transcripts, or you'll figure out what Representative Will Hurd just said. There's not a person connected with any of this in Ukraine who felt pressured to do an investigation into Joe, because that's not what the president asked for. This is not hard to understand. So, I mean, he's a member of the committee. He can't even get the transcripts.
As a member of the committee.
Oh, by the way, this question was, hey, you know, why won't y'all turn the transcripts over to the media? They won't even let the media have them. And he says, as a member of the committee,
I was only able to get access to the transcript of the Ambassador Volker interview a couple of days ago. And that interview had been conducted almost 3 weeks prior. Why haven't we gotten access to all the text messages that Ambassador Volker has sent over? I haven't been able to review that. So I want to know, why hasn't that information been made available to you, Margaret? And I appreciate you asking the question about when some of this stuff is going to be made available, because I think the press and the Fourth Estate plays an important check and balance in this.
Yeah. Why won't they give even Republican members of the Intel Committee transcripts of this? They got the classified clearances to read them, if there's anything classified in them. Because they're afraid they'll leak out to the media and what Will Hurd just told you will be known by the world. They can't find anybody to say there was a quid pro quo. They can't find anybody to say they felt pressured. And you can see why. Read the transcript. Trump wanted the server. That was the favor. So no, they don't feel pressure to do anything about Biden. That's why Trump wanted Bill Barr to talk to them. Not about Biden, about the server. You know the server. Again, the DNC server. The one the Russians allegedly hacked. the one the FBI never bothered to look at or access to see if the Russians actually hacked it. The server at the heart of the Russia collusion hoax. You know, the one that Trump colluded with the Russians to either hack the server or to spread what they got by hacking the server and thus influence the election. He wanted an examination of the server. It's never been done by anybody but a DNC paid contractor. And it could tell us if the real hoax was that there was no Russian hacking and thus no election meddling and that Trump was framed by the Democrats. And what folks, the server should be in an FBI evidence locker. And it's incredible, insanely, somewhere in Ukraine. That server. That's why Trump wants it. And that's why they are in a panic. I mean, if it seems like they got no plan on this impeachment and it makes no sense and it's based on a bunch of lies and they have to hide it behind closed doors, that's why. They panicked. I'll tell you exactly what happened here. Somebody with the CIA, and as Trump said in a quote the other day, listen, I know they listen when I'm on the phone. He said, I know they do. Someone with the CIA heard that Trump was trying to get the server and they panicked. They cannot have that server coming to light. I'm telling you, there's no Russian hacking on it. If there was, they'd have brought us the proof. They can't. FBI knew it, knows there's no Russian hacking. They'd have gotten the server to prove it. They did everything they could do to avoid getting that server. And so what happened was the CIA panicked, John Brennan panicked, and they all put their heads together to figure out how can we stop Trump from getting the server and how can we muddy the waters in case he did. And that's what this impeachment's about. It's about panic on the Democrat side. It's one of the biggest lies I've ever seen live for this long in the media. The idea that the favor Trump asked for in the phone call was an investigation of Biden. It wasn't. He wanted the server. It's right there in a transcript. Google it. Read it for yourself. A whole impeachment is based on that lie. It's unbelievable.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So, let me get this straight. Everyone Hillary Clinton does not like is a Russian spy. Is that, do I have that right? Pretty much. This was her over the weekend on Tulsi Gabbard and Jill Stein. Take a listen.
But I think they've got their eye on somebody who's currently in the Democratic primary.
She's talking about Russia. Russia has their eye on someone currently in the primary.
And are grooming her to be the third party candidate. Mm-hmm. She's the favorite of the Russians. They have a bunch of sites and bots and other ways of supporting her so far. And that's assuming Jill Stein will give it up, which she might not because she's also a Russian asset.
Agent,
yeah, she's a Russian asset. I mean, totally. And so they know they can't win without a third party candidate. And so I don't know who it's going to be, but I will guarantee you they'll have a vigorous third party challenge in the key states that they most need it.
Wow. So this is okay. This goes back to the you can tell by looking at them school. Remember how Rachel Maddow helpfully explained to us that you could look at these people and you can tell they're Russian asses. You could just tell by looking. It's all you need. You just need to look at them. Can you say McCarthyism? Wow. Okay. So anybody who challenges the Democrat Party leadership is now a Russian spy. Do I have that right? Now, folks, you're laughing at this, okay? She sounds nuts. She sounds like she needs the upper meds, really. The problem is they take this seriously in the mainstream media. And they're not mainstream at all. They're nuts. Did you hear this over the weekend? MSNBC. This is a panel. They're debating whether Tulsi Gabbard, a Democrat candidate, is actually a Russian spy. Because, you know, Hillary said she was a Russian spy. So, well, Hillary should know, right? And by the way, Hillary offered no proof of this whatsoever. But that doesn't matter. If you get labeled by the media, it's over. You're done. Take a listen to this. This is what actually passes for news on MSNBC.
One thing that was interesting about Tulsi Gabbard's response, she never denied being a Russian asset. That was the one aspect that was missing from her response,
oh, you know,
which
wow.
You think that would be the first, right? You know, in the first line or two, it was not there.
When Hillary Clinton says there's a Russian asset, doesn't say anybody's name, and Tulsi Gabbard goes, how dare you call me a Russian asset?
Right.
I mean, you know, this is...
Folks, there are no Russian assets. We know that because a group of Hillary's own personal donors and lawyers, led kind of by what's left of Robert Mueller's brain, couldn't find it. Couldn't find collusion, couldn't find asset evidence, couldn't find anything on anybody. It's not real. It's fake. And they just carried on as if that report never came out, as if that never happened, as if Trump were not exonerated of being, you know, in collusion with Russia. They just, they looked at it, had a couple bad days in the press, then simply carried on as if the report never happened. Texter writes, she's just a bit deranged. Yeah. Now, keep in mind, Tulsi Gabbard and Hillary have beef going way back. Because Tulsi endorsed Bernie Sanders. By the way, there's a move afoot here in South Carolina I want to caution you about. There's some folks saying you should vote for Tulsi Gabbard, some kind of Operation Chaos. Please, for the love of God, do not do that. She is the most formidable person in the Democrat field because she is the most sane, which isn't saying much for her. She endorsed Bernie Sanders. Let me repeat that. She endorsed Bernie Sanders. Yeah, she served in the military. We appreciate that. But she's one of them. And this went viral over the weekend. And all these Republicans talking about, oh, we got to vote for Tulsi Gabbard in the Democrat primary. Why? Because you're going to reinflate the campaign of the most dangerous person in the Democrat field. You're going to bring it back to life. What's your plan after that? They don't have one. Please do not vote for Tulsi Gabbard. Again, she endorsed Bernie Sanders. That should scare you. You want to go vote for somebody in the Democrat primary, vote for Beto. Texter writes, the whole Democrat party apparatus is a Russian asset. Now, the texter writes, the only Russian asset in 2016 election was Hillary. Yeah, she's a Ukraine asset, too. Texter writes, why do we call the media mainstream? They should be called the alt-left. I know. That's right, because also they're very racist as well in New York Times newsroom. Texter writes, how much money did Hillary Clinton take for selling uranium to the Russians? At least $400,000 in speaking fees to Bill, bare minimum. Texter writes about Tulsi Gabbard, but she's cute. Yeah. It's Bernie Sanders coming out of her mouth, though. That's the problem. Bernie Sanders coming out of that woman's mouth. That is who she is. It's just, yeah. All right. Meanwhile, Lindsey Graham, boy, I'm still reeling from this over the weekend. Coming out, well, I'll let Fox tell you.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he now supports the president's efforts in Syria. That is a major reversal from what we heard last week, as until now, Graham was one of the president's toughest critics on the decision to remove U.S. forces from the region.
I am increasingly optimistic that we can have some historic solutions in Syria that have eluded us for years if we play our cards right. I blame Erdogan for the invasion, not Trump.
Where did you first hear that? Historic solution. Someone going, wow, this is history. No one's ever gotten them to agree to peace talks. Me, I told you that. Oh, God. 2 weeks ago, started telling you this. Battle of the players here. Some other stuff that you may find familiar because you heard it from me before Lindsey Graham reversed his position. Remember, I've been explaining to you that people are still operating off the Iraq model. When we didn't have the technology we do today. Trump learned he could destroy a 40,000-strong caliphate from the air in 9 months. And that we could very easily keep them from massing ever again and forming an army. We couldn't do that during the Bush era because we didn't have technology. We do now. And so Trump looks at it and goes, you know, we don't need people to fight them in hand-to-hand combat or up close. We don't need that. Lindsey Graham just said the same thing. It's uncanny. He finally understands modern technology and how our military works. And so I welcome him to reality. I'm glad he's learning about foreign policy. I just wish he hadn't flapped his jaw like a buffoon for 2 weeks, slamming Trump. Then he calls him, right? He calls him over the weekend. And Trump explains to him, I guess he spoke really slowly, explains to him what he's doing in Syria. And now Lindsey thinks it's the best thing ever. Will he be doing an apology tour on all those mainstream media news sites that he went on to comment to tell everyone what a mess Trump was making in Syria? Somehow I doubt it.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Text your rights on the Common Sense Retirement Planning. Lindsey Graham doesn't do anything, say anything, or think anything that hasn't been poll tested. He is about as phony as they come, but somehow manages to continue to brainwash the voters of South Carolina. So frustrating. Yeah, but we welcome him now. Just listening to Lindsey Graham talk over the weekend about how he was wrong on Syria when he trashed Trump for 2 weeks on all the mainstream media channels. Then he says, well, I talked to him on the phone. Now I understand. Oh, so you'll be doing an apology tour, right, sir? Because you really wrecked the president on this. He says he now understands what's going on in Syria. What the president's strategy is. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what actually happened here. What Trump has done thus far, nobody's gotten this far. And I don't know if it'll succeed, but nobody's gotten this far. Bush and Obama both tried for Syrian Turkish peace talks. Nobody could get them to the table. And the reason they couldn't get them to the table is because of the EU refused to sanction Turkey. And so Turkey's like, haha, they're our biggest customer. We don't care. Well, Trump got the EU to put tariffs and economic sanctions on Turkey. That's why the panic phone call went to the White House last week. How was Trump able to do this when Obama and Bush could not pull the troops out of northern Syria? And then he did something else. He told Russia, look, yeah, Turkey's our NATO ally, but we're not going to protect him. Have at him. Have fun. And then he just sat back knowing Russia's got the superior air force. And Erdogan's like, oh, my God. So now he did not expect the Europeans to be forced to pull the rug out from under it. They didn't believe me. They didn't want to sanction Turkey, but they had to. They had to go along because they were screaming at Trump's got it wrong with the Kurds. It was absolutely brilliant plan. The best idea I've seen anybody come up with. And it's showing the beginning signs of work. We don't know if it'll work. But just getting them to agree to the talks is historic. No one's ever done it before. And I think Lindsey panicked, realized what a buffoon he's going to look like. And now he's backtracking. I would say what's really interesting to me, he's saying the same stuff I've been telling you. It's almost like he took it off the show. Remember when I told you we don't need a massive fighting force like we needed in Iraq to control ISIS? In fact, it's a detriment because we have the technology now to take him out from the air. Killed 1,500 of them in September. They had begun to mass on an island near Iraq, and we decimated it with 80,000 pounds of bombs. So it's an awesome video to watch. It's at military.com. Trump's still fighting ISIS. He's never going to let them mass again. We don't need troops to do that. We did that entirely from the air. So Trump hears we got to have troops. Why? I mean, we needed them in like 2002, but it ain't 2002. Listen to Lindsey repeat this now. He gets it.
But there are 15 or 20,000 ISIS fighters roaming around in Syria and Iraq. A small contingent of Americans providing air power and capability will keep ISIS at bay and keep the jails locked up, and the Kurds, I mean, the ISIS fighters won't break out.
Mm-hmm. It's exactly what I told you last week and the week before that. Heck, I've been explaining this since Trump demolished the caliphate in 9 months. 15 ISIS fighters? Eh, we take that out in a week, max, from the air. We don't need troops anymore like this, folks. Lindsey finally gets it. It's because he finally talked to Trump instead of just flapping his big buffoon-like jaw. Remember I told you about the oil? The oil's the main thing here. The oil's what this is all over. Nobody's mentioned the oil because no one's taken the time to understand this issue. Trump clearly finally explained it to Lindsey.
The big thing for me is the oil fields. President Trump is thinking outside the box. I was so impressed with his thinking about the oil. Not only are we going to deny the oil fields falling into Iranian hands, I believe we're on the verge of a joint venture between us and the Syrian Democratic Forces who helped destroy ISIS and keep them destroyed to modernize the oil fields and make sure they get the revenue, not the Iranians, not Assad, and it can help pay for our small commitment in the future. And protecting Israel is the number one objective. We can do all of that with a very small force.
Senator,
I'm increasingly optimistic this could turn out very well.
He's getting ahead of it. You know what that tells you? Trump's going to win this thing. Or they think he is. And Lindsey panicked.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.